Petersburg Economic Development Council requested the $100,000 from the borough's economic fund to help local businesses forced to close or limit hours because of the pandemic. It would be part of $150,000 that could be paid out to businesses as soon as possible. Most of the money could be paid out as incentive grants for businesses that apply for federal payroll protection loans through recently passed federal aid legislation. Liz Cabrera is Economic Development Director for the borough.
I would say that, you know, there is no way that the economic fund can come close to covering some of the losses that our businesses are experiencing, and we really can't think about it in those terms. What we can do is try and give a small infusion of cash and improve people's cash flow, especially the smaller businesses that actually had to close. I'm thinking of hair salons and nail salons and places like that that really have shut down and aren't going to be opening.
Those businesses that are top priority to receive some of the money are ones deemed non-essential and have been forced to close under state mandate. Brick-and-mortar stores with a physical storefront here would be a priority, and the number of employees would be a factor. Cabrera emphasized that businesses should be applying for federal aid.
In order for us to come back out of this as close to whole as positive as possible, I think it's really important that we keep moving money through our community. And if that money has to come from outside through the federal program, then that's where it has to come from. But I think it's really important that we all think in those terms, that we all think about how we can move money through our town.
Other uses of the money could be a sales tax rebate or support for restaurants that are providing delivery service. The Economic Fund was created in 1997 with a federal payment of $6.3 million, meant originally to offset losses from a decline in the timber industry. It now has around $3.6 million remaining. Vice Mayor Jay Stanton Greger supported the payout.
This is solid financial burdens that some of our small businesses are facing, but it's going to help. And then taking the next steps of seeking, state and federal relief.
The vote to approve the payment was unanimous by a full assembly attending two meetings Monday by telephone. It was also a unanimous vote to okay a loan application by the Petersburg Medical Center for payroll protection under the CARES Act. That's the federal bill, or the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. Hospital board member Marlene Cushing urged passage of the emergency ordinance to allow for the loan application.
When we're thinking about how we're going to cope once we have people sick enough to need medical care and even hospitalization, it's just critical that we're going to have not just supplies, but the staff to take care of them. And that's what this is addressing.
Cushing and others with the hospital noted that the loan can be forgiven by the Small Business Administration if used for payroll and utility payments. Petersburg Medical Center CEO Phil Hofstetter also explained.
Given the economic crisis pending in the nation, we want to make sure we take advantage of these programs early on as possible. This does not mean that we're in a catastrophic situation. It just means we know this is going to be 6 months plus of a problem and crisis, and we need to be able to support it through any means possible. And this is one of those mechanisms.
Most borrowing by the local government requires voter approval, but not all. The borough charter allows for borrowing money to meet appropriations for any fiscal year without going on the ballot. That borrowing, though, can't exceed 25% of expected revenues and has to be paid off before the end of the next fiscal year. Assembly members were thankful the medical center requested this step and approved the loan application 7-0. And in two other unanimous votes, the assembly took steps to create a disaster fund to respond to the pandemic using $200,000 in money from the borough's tax-supported general fund. The municipality anticipates being reimbursed by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The money could pay for things like emergency personnel salaries, supplies, or other needs. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vignicki.